Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn via Zoom. I'm here with Ryan Lowe, owner of the Ore House. And first, I just, you know, we're doing this on Zoom, and I know people can't see it, but I love seeing the iconic train behind you in the river, the painting you have at the Ore House. How are you doing?
Hey, Jack. Good morning. Thank you. What an opportunity to sit down and talk with you. You know, I'm sitting in the dining room intentionally this morning, just kind of to be in the space and be here. As much as I would have been able to do this anywhere, I could have sat anywhere. I figured it gives me kind of sense of the place that the Ore House is. So yeah, the train is sitting behind me, and our dining room's still a place that brings me a lot of joy and comfort. And so happy to be on a Zoom call with you this morning.
Well, thank you for joining me. And I just want to also thank you for making a big difference this summer. You know, we'll talk about the restaurant industry, but I got to give you a shout out first off, just for doing the meals at the Secret Garden this summer. And we were blessed to be able to attend one. And oh my gosh, the food was incredible. The service. And as I said, that was, I told my wife, I feel normal being able to do it. So thank you for doing that for the community.
Thank you. Well, thank you for the support. And it, looking back at it, it feels like a dream that, you know, we did that for 3 months. It was quite an undertaking. You're welcome. And that's kind of the reality that came as people sat down at our tables over at the Rochester Garden. There were tears that welled up either when people first sat down or kind of mid-course, kind of realizing that they hadn't been out to eat. And it gave us a lot of hope for our industry, knowing how important the work that we do is outside of, you know, giving people really incredible food and wine, things that we all cherish. But just the experience of sitting down at someone else's table and having a moment to sit with people that you care about and reflect and enjoy, and you know, we definitely gave people a vacation for at least a couple hours in the midst of a pandemic. So,
well, and and you mentioned the wine. The pairings were just incredible. I'm more of a beer guy, but when I do have a good wine that's paired properly, it's like, the flavors go bam in your mouth. it's so complimentary, and you guys did a great job.
It is. It's a special thing. Food and wine. You know, kind of are the same category for us. I think every meal should have, you know, have some wine with it. And selfishly, our team, the creation of those menus was us essentially tasting through these sets of wines. We would sit in far corners of the restaurant as a group and go over the tasting notes of the wines that were selected for the week. And from there, the menus were created. And so we were able to learn a lot, even during a very challenging time, and we really focused on trying to do it the right way. And so thank you for everyone that joined us and dined at the Rochester Garden, allowed our entire restaurant team to also drink a lot of wine this summer. So
yeah, well, it was just an incredible atmosphere and such a welcome change from the COVID crazy world we're in. So I'm curious, what are you seeing in the hospitality business here in Durango, as well as the restaurants, especially having to go back to a level red?
Man, that's it feels new in a way that we're going back there, but it's also kind of taking us back to, you know, back into February and March. What we realized, it took us some time to settle into this, is the realization of what restaurants provide to communities. You know, we all kind of on a quick surface level go, that's a place to go eat and, you know, celebrate a special occasion. There's a number of things that are intrinsic to what we do, but we definitely, as a hospitality driven restaurant, you know, that's focused on curating experiences for people, you know, so much was taken away from us, you know, our ability to, you know, to give somebody a handshake, to give somebody a hug, to spend a significant amount of time at their table, asking about their family or what they're up to or what they're celebrating, you know, there's this feeling of anxiety around, you know, going through that process again while we're not able to host people in our dining room. Or, I mean, outdoor dining definitely is a possibility. It is, you know, through the winter, but it's difficult in our region because the weather is, it can change so drastically. We can manage some snow for sure, and people will eat out in the snow, but sometimes it doesn't snow. It kind of like rain snows.
Yeah.
And you can't do that outside. So we're just ourselves, as well as every restaurant in this community, are, you know, we're staying confident because that's what we do. We're really good at handling, you know, high levels of chaos and stress and changes, because every moment and every minute in a restaurant, there's a dance happening. And, but there's this uncertainty that sits with all of us that, that we just go, will there be enough business to keep our team supported? You know, because in at the end of it, that's all that really matters to every business owner that I know in this community, being that Durango is such a community-focused place. We're making decisions that we're trying to do the best we can to employ these teams of people that specialize in taking care of others. And right now they're going, how do I take care of others when I can't really do the work that I do? Our culinary team and teams throughout the area, there's food to cook. We definitely have the ability to continue to cook, but how do we deliver hospitality? And that's where people that work in service level roles in restaurants, those positions have been deeply affected through this entire process.
Right. Well, you know, and you mentioned just that hospitality. I think I may have told you this story before, but I remember coming to Fort Lewis College during summer orientation, probably before you were born, back in 1982. And it was so funny, right? Because my parents heard about the Orr House back then, and we went there. And as you said, it is such a special place. And my fondest memories are when I graduated. Where did we go? We went to the Orr House when I graduated. When I have, you know, we have celebrations of dinner or of birthdays, we come to the Orr House. What can people do to help support the industry and the restaurants? Because I know, you know, you understand that all restaurants need to thrive, not just obviously the Orr House, but what can people do? Is it dine out, take out, and order out, and then going and picking it up themselves so they don't have to pay any delivery fees? And I always say pay it forward then to the wait staff and your, you know, the staff that's behind the scenes. So what can we do to help support the restaurant industry here in Durango?
Thanks for asking that question, Jack. It's a we get that question on every phone call right now when we're speaking to guests and customers, as we've had to cancel reservations through the end of the year, just kind of not knowing what and when we'll be able to serve inside the restaurant again. People ask us, how can we support you? How can we help? On kind of a general level, what you spoke to is supporting restaurants. The best way that you can support a restaurant on an independent level is by allowing us to continue to do what we do in a new way. And therefore, order takeout from a restaurant that you might not think of for takeout. Take a minute to, you know, kind of look online and see who is offering new things, and get behind those restaurants. Give them a chance to show you what their team is capable of and what they're offering, and be really kind in that process. Give them a, you know, a break, because most of these restaurants in this community are not, you can't put us in a box. Mm-hmm. You know, our what we offer and what many restaurants in this community offer is very difficult to put into a box and send home, but we're going to give it a shot. You know, we're going to give it a really honest shot, and we want to help create experiences for families in this community that, you know, going to the grocery store to me feels like a mission right now. Like right. Every time I go to the grocery store, I've got my checklist and all the things that I need to get. And still, you know, even though I'm really good at that, it's a process. And there's some relief that we can provide the restaurants in this community to a special meal, you know, and it doesn't take a lot, you know, once a week, try to order takeout from a restaurant that you wouldn't traditionally. And even though it may seem relatively expensive and you could try to cook a better meal yourself at home, let us save you the dishes and, you know, that whole process, and realizing that we're operating with all these new requirements for our businesses, takeout packaging and PPE for our staff. And we still have all of our overhead to carry, you know, to make sure that our businesses are here to get to the other side of this. So just taking, as customers, taking a deep breath and going, I really want to help and support. Gift cards are great. However, they really only create a false sense of current cash on hand for a business at that time, because that money really shouldn't be used until the time of transaction. So it's like a false sense of security. It's definitely a sense of business in the future, but the best way is to really transact business with those restaurants. You know, consider restaurants. We have a really unique opportunity right now that's been a blessing, which is the ability to send alcohol as takeout. And I've spoken to a few of the liquor stores in town. They definitely have gotten busier. People are probably drinking a little more alcohol these days.
Definitely, yeah.
Because they're at home for a long time. And give your restaurants a shot to give you a product offering. Many of the restaurants are taking steps to offer their wines and their spirits at retail pricing, so that we're competitive with the market. Because we realize not everybody's financial situation has been impacted, and our pricing inside of the restaurants are often higher because we have a staff to pour those glasses of wine and polish those glasses of wine, and we've got glasses to take care of when they accidentally get broken. And there's a number of costs related to that. But, you know, as you're shopping for the holidays, look at ways to purchase from these restaurants those gifts, you know, a nice bottle of wine that you may not be able to find in a local liquor store. We want you guys to, everyone to support all of our local businesses, you know, the liquor stores included, but sharing some of that volume back that you would normally spend in a restaurant to support these programs and offerings. Yeah. You know, we're making, as many restaurants in town are making, really fun and exciting cocktail kits for you to take home. So once again, we're trying to provide a little bit of a relief in that process of having to go shop for a bunch of items. But we're also trying to give you like a new experience at home, you know, an opportunity to learn a little bit more about cocktail making. You know, so this is supporting your restaurants can be multifaceted. A bigger way that, you know, so it's kind of to hit back on that point, it's giving us the opportunity to take care of your family is the best way you can take care of ours.
Yeah. And that's a great way of putting it, you know, and I think too, just, I love the idea of, you know, one night a week, going and doing takeout and shop around the different restaurants. Actually, we're almost out of time. I can't believe it already. What is your website?
Okay, so two things. I just want to put, the other way you can help is by going to saverestaurants.com. There's a coalition called the Independent Restaurant Coalition. That's where we need your help as an industry as a whole. Go there, learn about what our challenges are, and help us advocate for some higher level support for our industry, because we need it. All of the restaurants need it. The restaurant, the Ore House, the best way to find us, we made a really simple new website for you to navigate to, and it's ohdgo.com.
ohdgo.com. Well, Ryan, thank you for everything that you're doing for the community. Stay safe, and I'm going to get you back on the radio, and then I've got to order a surf and turf.
Awesome, Jack. We'll be here for you. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.